Imagine opening your eyes each morning in a different body, sometimes as a boy, sometimes as a girl, sometimes athletic, sometimes overweight, sometimes depressed, sometimes joyful. This is A's reality. Since birth, A has awakened daily in a new 16-year-old's body with no warning of who or where they'll be next. After nearly 6,000 days of this extraordinary existence, A has developed a careful code. Access the host's memories quickly, follow their routine closely, and leave minimal traces. I try not to interfere. For the most part, I merely occupy, A explains, describing the delicate balance of borrowing someone's life for 24 hours. A's existence is a masterclass in impermanence. There's no continuity of relationships, no physical constants, only knowledge travels between bodies. A has inhabited athletes training for championships, musicians preparing for recitals, troubled teens contemplating difficult decisions. Each experience adds another layer to A's understanding of human nature, teaching valuable lessons about empathy and resilience. A has learned to find beauty in this transient existence, appreciating the unique perspective that comes from experiencing life through countless different lenses. But what happens when someone who has never had the chance to form lasting connections suddenly falls in love? This carefully maintained equilibrium is about to shatter completely. Everything changes on day 5994 when A wakes up in Justin's body, a self-centered teenager with a girlfriend named Rhiannon. Something about her captivates A, her gentle resilience, quiet determination, and habit of biting her fingernails. Breaking all self-imposed rules, A takes Rhiannon to the beach for a perfect day together, creating an unprecedented connection. The day unfolds with authentic moments, sharing secrets, dancing the car radio music, walking barefoot in sand. It's okay to be happy, A tells her when she hesitates to enjoy herself. Watching her smile becomes more meaningful than thousands of previous experiences. This pivotal day challenges A's understanding of love and identity. For the first time, A wants continuity, the possibility of a relationship that transcends constant change. This desire raises fundamental questions. Can love exist without physical consistency? Is emotional connection enough? Each subsequent awakening becomes both hope and heartache, another chance to find Rhiannon, another day to build something lasting in a life defined by change. As A's relationship with Rhiannon deepens, a troubling question emerges. Is A's existence inherently wrong? By controlling others' bodies daily, is A violating their autonomy? This moral dilemma intensifies when A inhabits Nathan, who becomes aware something happened. After A drives Nathan's body to meet Rhiannon, Nathan wakes up disoriented and concludes he was possessed. Going public with his story forces A to confront how their natural existence appears monstrous from Nathan's perspective. The ethical quandary deepens through other hosts, a suicidal girl, a drug addict, and a transgender boy. When inhabiting Xavier, a virgin, A declines intimacy with Rhiannon, respecting Xavier's consent. Most poignantly, A experiences being in Rhiannon's body, a reversal highlighting the invasion of privacy. A responds with extraordinary care, avoiding showering or changing clothes, leaving an explanatory letter. These experiences raise profound questions about what we owe to those whose lives we temporarily touch. Can love exist beyond physical attraction? When A meets Rhiannon while inhabiting Justin's body, there's conventional attraction, but what happens when that physical constancy disappears? Through A's daily transformations, we confront our assumptions about appearance in romantic connections. The relationship grows complex as A appears in different forms, male, female, attractive, plain, across various racial backgrounds. When A inhabits an obese teenager, Rhiannon's discomfort reveals how deeply ingrained our physical preferences are. "I don't think love can transcend everything," Rhiannon eventually admits, an honest acknowledgement of attraction's complexity. The novel offers counterpoints. When A inhabits Vic, a transgender boy, they witness how Vic's girlfriend Dawn loves him as his true self, not his physical body. During their final evening together in a treehouse, A realizes, "Looking at her beautiful face in our own light, I know she is my first and only love." The novel suggests that while physical attraction may initiate relationships, recognizing another's essential self sustains them through changes. Just as A begins to understand their feelings for Rhiannon, they meet Reverend Poole, a silver-haired man who claims to be like A, but with greater control over inhabiting bodies. "Just because you're different, it doesn't mean you're unique," Poole tells A, shattering A's belief in their singularity. After nearly 6,000 days thinking they were alone, A discovers other body shifters exist, some able to remain in hosts for weeks or months. This revelation presents a temptation. A could potentially stay in one body and build a normal relationship with Rhiannon. Yet Poole's menacing presence suggests such control comes at a terrible price. His casual talk about selecting suitable bodies reveals a disturbing disregard for the lives he disrupts. The encounter forces A to confront essential questions. Is constant movement a limitation or an integral part of their identity? Would permanently occupying one body be worse than borrowing it briefly? Poole represents a darker path where difference becomes dominance, proving A isn't alone, but suggesting that community doesn't necessarily bring comfort. As their relationship deepens, A and Rhiannon confront an insurmountable reality. "I don't think I can do this," Rhiannon eventually tells A during a heartbreaking park conversation. Despite genuine feelings, she can't love every person A inhabits equally. Their situation's impossibility becomes clear. Rhiannon can never introduce A to friends or family. They'll never wake up together. A suggests living in New York City, where population density might keep them close, but Rhiannon dismisses this as impractical. "I could love you forever if you were the same person every day," she admits. They exchange declarations of love, both recognizing that love alone can't overcome their circumstances. During a funeral while inhabiting Mark, A sobs not for the deceased but from jealousy, realizing they'll never have family to grieve them or leave memories behind. Sometimes love means letting go, not because feelings fade, but because circumstances make connection impossible. After recognizing their relationship cannot work, A experiences a profound shift while inhabiting Alexander Lynn. Alexander's room, filled with worn books, guitars, a lime green couch, and inspirational post-it notes, reveals a life of thoughtfulness and connection. Unlike A, Alexander doesn't merely pass through life, but leaves positive marks. This prompts A to arrange one final meeting with Rhiannon. "Let's pretend we're meeting for the first time," A suggests. "No past, no future, just present." They shop playfully, cook in perfect rhythm, and share a candlelit treehouse dinner, ending with one meaningful kiss. The next morning, A wakes as Katie, living 2 hours away, and chooses distance. "For the first time in my existence, I choose to run," marking a new chapter. A's journey suggests meaning isn't found in permanence, but in how we approach each moment. A's condition becomes an opportunity to experience humanity's full spectrum and develop cross-boundary empathy. There's wisdom in embracing the temporary, loving deeply, and letting go gracefully.